This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right.
My name is Elliot. This week I am joined by Luke.
Hello.
How we doing?
I am good. I'm excited to be intimate with you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. This kind of intimacy should reoccur far more frequently than it is.
Getting blue balls about this intimacy, man.
Exactly. And yet, I stick around just for these kind of moments.
just for these particular moments and nothing else.
This week on the show, we want to talk about a triple threat.
Yes.
Talking about the Battle Royale genre, which is something we've done for a while. But specifically, we're going to compare Fortnite with PUBG and with The Darwin Project, which is a new game that's recently released.
Newcomer.
And all three of those games we've had a lot of experience with.
I think collectively me and you have put hundreds and hundreds of hours into these games.
I would have put hundreds and hundreds of hours into just one of those games listed.
Just PUBG.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I've probably done the same for Fortnite, I would say.
Yeah. And yet, having said that, when I get home tonight, I'll be playing The Darwin Project. So
yeah.
It's good that there's some passion from both sides here about all three of these games, and they're really comparable. So we want to talk them through because really, this genre is, it's so popular right now, especially PUBG and Fortnite. Like, you can't escape them. They are the biggest games in the world.
Well, it's interesting because they've actually breached into mass media as well, which games don't often do.
No.
Except for the ones that we know always do, like your Mario and stuff like that, like those known brands. But for a new IP to really crack into mass media and be featured on news channels and like daytime programming and stuff like that, and even just in the newspaper, it has to be pretty big, or yeah, it has to be doing really well in terms of numbers.
Well, we are seeing those concerns at the moment. It's like that old argument that keeps reoccurring where it's like, oh, do violent video games cause violence, or is this addictive to your children? Is this damaging their developing brain? And
yeah,
we're seeing it with Fortnite right now because that is the big game, and it's a lot of its player base are younger people because it is a free game available on absolutely every platform that is available.
Right. And of course, with that, you know, if it's a good game and it's free and it's available everywhere,
yeah,
of course people are going to play it.
People are going to play that game so much. It's become like the new Minecraft as,
yeah,
far as like everyone wants to play this game, and younger people will be talking about this at school and they'll get home and that's all they'll be doing.
And it even has an art style that's very appealing to everybody as well.
I love the Fortnite art style.
It's kind of cutesy
but also,
yeah,
it's just functional. Like everything is vibrant and you can see player outlines so easily.
There's bright colours. Weapons will glow purple before you pick them up. You know, explosions are clear. There's just everything about the game's visuals just really, it speaks to me. I'm sure it speaks to everyone because it's so clear what you're doing. And it's one of the things that PUBG doesn't have going for it.
Nope.
Is that PUBG is very muddy looking. It's very grey and brown and green, and it's realistic and gritty, and that's the purpose.
Interesting, because PUBG released their roadmap recently, and part of that was a constant update to the visuals of the game, and they showed some kind of side-by-side comparisons of this is what it used to look like, this is what it will look like in the future. And I'm looking at these images and going, yeah, but it's still not that great though, is it? Like,
yeah,
like I know what you're doing here. I can see you're trying to make it more clear and crisp so that like things don't blend into each other, because they can do that in PUBG where they don't do that in Fortnite or,
yeah,
The Darwin Project for that matter. Like PUBG can be quite a mono-colored kind of bland mess when you look at like a full scope of the world around you, especially on the new desert map, I find. So it can be a bit like, on the visual side, PUBG just loses it for me if we're,
yeah,
doing like a this game versus that game, because it really isn't. They've gone for the realism rather than a stylized look, and they just don't handle realism as good as other games that handle realism. It,
yeah,
doesn't look like a Battlefield, for instance.
Yeah, but PUBG has to be praised, because if it wasn't for PUBG, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation today.
No.
PUBG, when it came out, it really was the game to play. Everyone was talking about it. I remember when you first played it, you came on this show about a year ago, and you were like, oh, I've got this new game. It's called PUBG. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Oh, you drop into this from the sky in this plane, you drop down to an island, and it's a battle royal, and you're the last man standing. And I've won once, and you were like hyped about it. And I was looking at you like, what is this?
Like crazy Elliot and his crazy video games.
Crazy
again.
Old Elliot.
Why can't he just play normal things?
Little did I know you were playing one of the most influential video games of all time, which is now available on Xbox as well. Finally, in December last year, it finally launched. So several months into that game's life cycle, Fortnite launched in July of last year with no Battle Royale game to speak of. It was just an co-op. It's fort building, tower defense style game. A lot of fun, really cool, but it was, you had to pay to get into it at the start, early access, and it was definitely nothing like Battle Royale. Then they launched the Battle Royale mode a few months later, and at first it was sort of like, well, they're just cashing in on the PUBG trend.
Oh, because it was very PUBG, like the very similar. And it still is. Fortnite Battle Royale is very, very structurally similar to PUBG,
yes,
with just small changes.
That's right, but what Fortnite has done that PUBG has not is that Fortnite has kept its finger on the pulse of its community really strongly, and it's evolved so much in such a short period of time. And again, PUBG was only on PC, and now it's on Xbox, and it costs, what, $30? Fortnite Battle Royale is free to play, and it's on all platforms, mm-hmm, except for Switch. Coming to mobile as well soon, which we've talked about in the mobile gaming show we just did. I mean, it's really taking over the world, and it's so easy to pick up and play no matter who you are and where you are, and that's where its appeal has really taken over.
And I think the developers of PUBG are kind of shaking the boots at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm sure they thought they had this product that was an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
That they had reached this critical mass where it was like, well, we can't be toppled because we're so big that nobody can challenge us. And yet, here we are with Fortnite just kind of breaking every single record that has ever been set by PUBG. And suddenly, the PUBG developers are going, oh no, what do we do? So I mentioned earlier that they released their 2018 roadmap, including that, within that was a visual update. But they're also doing other things, such as a smaller map size, which encourages, you know, more skirmishes, which is exactly what Fortnite was. They've also introducing character emotes, which is something Fortnite has, and they're introducing like skins for your parachute and stuff like that, which is something Fortnite has. And it's like, you're looking at this update, this roadmap, and you're going, I can see what you're doing. You're chasing Fortnite just like Fortnite chased you at the beginning, and it's becoming this kind of rat race of who can get out ahead. But I don't know how that's going to end for them, because I don't know that we want two games that are the same in the end. We want two different products.
Yeah, and it's interesting right now, because if you said to me, which game do you prefer to play?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say PUBG.
I'd say PUBG.
However, I keep playing Fortnite. And I think it's to do with that accessibility and that quickness and that slickness that it has, and the color palette that brings me back. However, when I think about the moment-to-moment action and the moments that had my breath taken away and heart in my throat and, oh my God, I could actually win this. Could this be a victory? No game has made me feel the way PUBG makes me feel with
PUBG
that.
PUBG gave me a level of anxiety I've never felt in video games before.
Yeah!
Because when you're when there's 100 people and you're fighting for survival the whole time, and you get down and there's like 10 people left, all of a sudden it's like, this is it. Like, you're shaking, you're
visibly
feeling...
visibly shaking!
You're like, I know, like, the circle that closes in on the game, it's getting smaller and smaller. There are 9 other people around me somewhere. I don't see them. Where are they hiding? Are they behind me? Like, what's happening right now? Can I win this game?
It's the most stressful, nauseating
and
video
I've
game
never,
experience.
I've never felt that in Fortnite. And it might be because Fortnite came secondary and that feeling kind of washed away slightly as I got used to it. Or it could be that Fortnite just doesn't bring in that kind of realism to it, so it doesn't feel as, like, you know, nail-biting.
Doesn't feel as special when you've earned it, maybe, because it is so quick.
Also, it's much more arcadey. Like, the shooting is more arcadey in Fortnite.
Yeah, right.
Whereas PUBG, I jump in and I feel like I'm in control of my gun. Of like, it feels like a PC shooter that I'm used to.
Well, also with PUBG, it feels like when other people have guns as well, that you're not completely outmatched. With Fortnite, I'll drop and someone else will drop near me and pick up a rocket launcher straight away. And I'll pick up a pistol straight away and I'm screwed, you know? Whilst, you know, with PUBG, I feel like you can get a pistol and they might get like an assault rifle or something, but you still have a shot if you're tactical about it.
I hate pistols in PUBG.
Well, they're
terrible. Feel like as soon as I pick up a pistol and somebody else has a better weapon, I'm like, no, there's no way.
But I think with Fortnite, there are so many explosives and so many variables that I feel like if I'm unlucky, I will lose straight away. Whilst with PUBG, even if I'm unlucky in my landing, I still feel like I can fight and have a chance. And Fortnite doesn't give me that. Fortnite, if I'm stuck at the start, I'm screwed. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't get a good weapon, and now I'm dead. It happens so fast.
Oh, they're definitely different games. The map's
so smaller, too.
Yeah, both games have these massive advantages going for them and also massive disadvantages when compared side by side. And then in enters the Darwin Project, which
Let's talk about the Darwin Project.
Because this is a new one. This came out maybe into Steam Early Access maybe a week ago, maybe not even quite that long.
About a week, yeah. And it was announced initially at E3 last year as part of Xbox's conference. Bit of a weird introduction to the game. It didn't quite know what it was going to be at that point. It looked kind of Hunger Games-y and a bit like a Battle Royale team deathmatch type thing, but it was really unclear. As the game has been going through development, Elliot, you took part in a couple of the alphas and stuff as well. We've gotten a better picture of what the game is, and now here it is in Early Access. It's still got things coming soon, like they're adding duos and different modes and stuff, but right now it's a pretty bare bones single player, 10-person Battle Royale experience.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Darwin Project does differently is it really incorporates survival elements in an effective way, which Fortnite and PUBG don't. You know, Fortnite and PUBG really is get a good weapon, get some ammo, you kind of set. With Darwin Project, you need to firstly think about which direction do I want to go? Do I need to find some leather and some wood so that I can craft together like a really nice fur coat, which will keep me warm from the cold? Or do I focus my gear on my axe to make it sharper? If someone comes at me, I can fight back quickly. Or do I just make the wood into arrows as quickly as I can so I have more ammunition? And the way that everyone plays the game is going to be different so that you don't exactly do the same path every time, and you need to try and adapt to your surroundings as you go, which is something that PUBG and Fortnite just doesn't really make you think about at all.
Yeah, and what I love about the Darwin Project, and I really like this game, I've been having so much fun with it. What I like about it is that it is first of all, it's vastly different from both PUBG and Fortnite, so much so that I don't even know if it's considered a Battle Royale game. I think we're still trying to define that term in the gaming sphere.
As in, like, Battle Royale should have a certain number of players, maybe?
Yeah, potentially, because definitely, like, it's a last man standing game, 100%, but there's only 10 players. So whether that's a Battle Royale, whether it's grand enough to be called that, I don't know.
Well, we've even seen last man standing type game modes in games like Call of Duty and Gears of War and stuff over the years. So that's not a new idea, per se. I guess it's how it's pitched and how it's set up. And to me, Darwin feels Battle Royale-like.
It definitely has borrowed elements from that genre. So maybe it's its own subgenre. But either way, what I love so much about the Darwin Project is that every moment is it's rush. You're never in this moment of downtime. Whereas like in PUBG, you might land in a zone and you're quite far away from everybody else. You just happen to have parachuted into an area by yourself, and then you're just kind of running to the next town or driving to the next town, and you're in this moment of a lull where not much is happening.
Or you might genuinely just want to hide.
True, yeah, you can just turtle it up. In a good position,
you can just hide on top of a rooftop somewhere with a good gun and Darwin just camp Project, if you have to move.
Darwin Project doesn't let you do that. Every moment you're standing still is a moment you're not gathering resources. Every moment you're standing still is a moment you're not understanding where other players are on the map and trying to take them out. Because with only 10 players, every player is this big person in the game. There's no fodder here. Like, it matters where you are in position to every other player. It matters what other players have got. Like, have they got upgrades? Have they killed somebody yet? Do they have extra resources because of that?
Yeah.
Have they got the technology which spawns sporadically throughout the map?
And
because if they do have access to that, they've got a much better like setup than you do. So you have to be constantly on the move, constantly gathering resources, constantly upgrading your gear, watching your cold meter and knowing the position of other players. So it's just always flowing and always adaptive, especially with the AI director who just throws this extra spanner in the works because a player is controlling the AI director and deciding what zones get closed off, where these valuable resources spawn, whether or not somebody gets a boost or a buff. And also, they can just kind of fly in and just talk to you on the mic and give you information, which is just so unique.
It's an interesting idea, and I found it really fun when I've been thinking that I was going to be eliminated. So one time I was playing Darwin Project, the zone I was in was closing, and I thought that they'd picked that zone because I was in it, and I was like, oh, you bastard. You know? So I'm running, and I'm still in the zone. It's closed off now, so it's now colder, so I'm losing health rapidly, and I'm thinking, this is it. I'm not going to make it. All of a sudden, the director swoops in, gives me like a heat pack and warms me up straight away, and then gives me a health boost straight away as well. Then gives me fast running shoes as well, and literally completely aids me in getting out of that zone into another zone. And I sort of looked up and I looked at him. And I saw him just kind of look at me and then sort of go off and fly off somewhere else.
And then he went to help somebody else or potentially hinder somebody else.
I was like, what was that for? But it felt really like nice, but weird. I didn't know what to do. And then I ended up winning that game. And I just thought, if he hadn't helped me in that moment, or he or she hadn't helped me in that moment, I'd be screwed. I'd be eliminated. But I guess, you know, there's something about wanting people to survive and kind of make a game of it and kind of see your little ants and how they're going to fight each other and actually see who will be the last man standing and see if there's a real challenge that goes on rather than just completely taking over and making those decisions for us.
The AI director is the power player in that game. They get to make every decision and they get to throw somebody a weapon.
Such a cool
or
idea.
Or they get to, like, you know, whatever they want to do to help that person out. They can do that, and it's so unique and so different.
Yeah.
And the other huge thing I love about Darwin Project is, unlike a game like PUBG or Fortnite, where you can land and maybe you pick up the pistol and somebody else picks up the rocket launcher.
That luck element.
That luck element doesn't exist. You spawn, and you'll always spawn next to a tree, and there's always a tree like 5 meters ahead of you. Yeah. Everything else, like, you have to go out and scavenge resources, but everyone has the same resource density around them.
And you're always equal distance from the other players as well. Yep. You're put on the map in a tactical spot, so you're not going to run into someone straight away. There's going to be a bit of a time difference. You could theoretically try and find someone quickly, but you'd be severely disadvantaged if you did that because they're going to be scavenging while you're running around trying to get to them quickly. Mm. It's not really a smart move. You need to think about what you're doing and what resources you're gathering and take your time.
Yeah, everything feels perfectly balanced, and I never feel I've been cheated. Even with the AI director playing his own game, I never feel like I've been cheated. I always feel like that was my fault. I didn't, like, utilize the area around me good enough to scavenge for resources. I wasn't paying enough attention to what potential threats were around me, and that was my bad.
Yeah.
Whereas PUBG, I could land in and not find a backpack for the first 10 minutes and be considerably at a disadvantage to every other player just because there RNG. Wasn't one around me.
Those random number generators. I will say as well, though, I mean, I love Darwin Project. I really do. But when I won my first Darwin Project game, it certainly was not the elation I got when I won my first PUBG game.
Absolutely not.
And I don't know if that's because it's a different style. I don't know if that's because there was only 10 players instead of 100, so I felt like it wasn't as much of an achievement. But I definitely didn't have... It was definitely a cool moment. I was like, yeah, sweet, I won, fuck yeah. But it wasn't like that complete sweaty, shaking kind of stress that I felt when it was PUBG, and even less so with Fortnite. So I think that I understand that it might not resonate with people as quickly, but at the same time, I hope people pick it up. It's only $23 early access. Like, it's not a large amount of money. It's cheaper than PUBG. You'd spend that much probably going to the movies one night. Like, just get this game, give it a crack. And I think you'll be there when it evolves as well, and hopefully it does continue to evolve and grow and becomes a beast of its own.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of Darwin Project. I think more people should play it. I think the only one downside to that game is that it may not get enough players. And if it doesn't get enough players, it's never going to have fantastic matchmaking. You might be stuck in queues for a while, or you just might be joining a game as a new player up against a veteran who's just going to whoop your ass because that's just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think it is a good enough game that it should find its audience. I really hope it does. Whereas, you know, we might be comparing just these three games, but there are heaps of other games in the Battle Royale genre as well.
Sure.
But unfortunately, they're just not surviving. Stuff like The Culling has killed itself. Stuff like H1Z1, which was basically where this all started. Like, that's gone free-to-play recently because it couldn't compete. And even now that it's gone free-to-play, there's still not that many people jumping in.
Yeah.
So
at this point, it's about the brand recognition and it's about the mass media, how they're picking it up as well. Because I think that all this controversy around Fortnite now being so addictive and stuff, it's only going to grow in player base. So I hope that Darwin Project doesn't get lost in the shuffle, because I think it's a unique, really cool little game that I want to spend more time playing. And you're right, it would suck if, based on it being multiplayer, that it loses its audience quickly because they're playing Fortnite and PUBG instead.
Thankfully, you only need 10 people to start a match. If you needed 100, I don't think the game would survive.
But if we had 100 players, would more people be inclined to pick it up, though? Which is the question, you know? Because all of a sudden you go, ah, this is a huge Battle Royale game, but with survival mechanics, I'm in. But right now it's a smaller game, and that might put people off as well because that feeling of excitement and elation just isn't as possible.
Yeah, and that is all the time we've got. We've been talking all about the Battle Royale genre, specifically PUBG versus Fortnite versus Darwin Project.
Triple threat.
The triple triple threats at the moment. Luke, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Elliot.
And we will be back next week for another Checkpoint Intimates.
Can't wait. This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.